This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
The person I was coaching, actually turned into be a friend of mine, was telling me about an experiment that was done in the 1950s. I did some research after talking with him and found this experiment absolutely fascinating, and I want to talk about it today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp. Now, if that is purchased between now, which is December 2025, and when we're having the event in January 2026, you can attend the event for free. You can find out more information about it at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. Just go to the store tab. But I want to talk about this experiment that my friend was telling me about. In the 1950s, Dr. Kurt Richter did an experiment using rats. Now, it might sound a little sadistic, but what he did was he would put rats in a jar of water, a tank of water, and basically measure how long it would be till they expired, succumb to the water. And on average, it was about 15 minutes. Wild rats lasted a little longer than domesticated rats, but on average, it was about 15 minutes. Next, he introduced rescue and hope. What he would do, now that he had a baseline time, he would put rats in the water, and right before the 15 minute mark, 13 minutes, 14 minutes, he would reach in and rescue them. And then he would dry them off, hold them, nurture them, put them back in the water, and in about 13 to 15 minutes, repeat that process. And he would do that 5 to 7 times. And what he did was he introduced rescue and hope, the expectation of being rescued. Now, at this point, my friend asked me, and I'm asking you, if you put the rats back in the water and then don't rescue them, how long do you think they will last before they expire? Do you think it would be longer, shorter? What do you think? Well, I and most people say longer. So, how much longer? Write your answer down, or come up with an answer. How much longer do you think these rats would last in the water? 10%, 20%, 25% longer. What do you think? Well, you may be surprised to find out that it's hours. And in some case, 60 hours or more. That's over 100% longer. And the reason that scientists use rats is it really translates over to us. And you can see that with expectations alter what's possible. Now, we spend a lot of time in these episodes talking about what to do and internal rates of returns and how we can take an asset and reposition it and how we use self-storage to create wealth. But what this experiment shows, and what I talk about sometimes, but probably not often enough, is that our mindset is the absolute most important asset that as a self-storage owner or a business owner or an entrepreneur that we have. Expectations totally alter what's possible for a human being, as well as a rat. You know, storage entrepreneurs very often will quit when construction costs go up, or bank financing gets tight, or lease up takes longer. But Riker's experiment showed us having a reason to believe that you will succeed will dramatically increase what's possible for you in the self-storage business. So I just came up with a few takeaways and applications from this experiment that I see as I work with people and that are good for me as well. The person who believes I can outlast this is going to survive a lot longer in this business than the person that says, I'm drowning in this. So what's an application for that? Well, you keep a scoreboard of your wins, for example. Anytime you're in lease-up and you've had a month where your move-ins have outpaced your move-outs, that's a win. Note that. Write it down. Mark it on your calendar. Anytime you secure financing, that's a win. Mark it on your calendar. Any milestone met, unit mix decided on, contract signed, LOI signed, those are all wins. Create the expectation of winning in the self-storage business. And then celebrate your progress. Go out to dinner. You put something under contract, go out and celebrate with your significant other. All of those actions might sound cheesy, but they build belief and endurance through the challenges that are inevitable for all people. Especially today in the self-storage business. Here's another takeaway. The right environment or the right systems can turn panic into performance. The rats without a structure expired quickly. Those with a structure and an expectation of rescue could endure and endure and endure. Put structures in place so that you or your team never feel like you're alone, treading water. Literally, that's what the inner circle was created for, so that as a self-storage entrepreneur, someone getting in or someone growing a self-storage business had a community, a group of people who are experiencing the exact same things that they do. And what has really evolved in this group is that the group supports each other. I've heard it countless times from countless people that that's the biggest benefit of being in that group. Is they get the support from the other members. So create structures that support you. Structures of people, structures of systems, and structures of software, hardware, that support you in the game that you're up to in the self-storage business. And vision, creating a vision. Vision is a form of hope. Riker's experiment showed us that when the animals had a vision of being rescued, endurance didn't just go up some, it went up exponentially. Entrepreneurs, self-storage owners that hold a clear vision of the finish line can push through the inevitable challenges that are going to come up no matter when you are getting in or growing your self-storage business. Here's some applications. Envision your lease up at 85%. Like, hold that vision. Regardless of what appearances are, hold that vision of being leased up at 85%. See your projected NOI in 18 months that you have on your pro forma. No matter what's occurring, hold the vision of that net operating income, this or something better. And what this will do by developing this habit is you'll start to take actions that will forward that vision manifesting faster. Like if your vision is to sell to a REIT or an institutional buyer, which you'll catch yourself doing, is you'll start documenting your processes to add value to the company that you're going to be exiting to an institutional buyer with. Here's another takeaway I got from that experiment. Don't assume your current limits or the current landscape of the business are real and will last. You know, the rat's physical ability did not change one bit, but to be able to go from 15 minutes to 60 hours was all expectation, all mindset. entrepreneurs, self-storage owners, we can drastically underestimate what our ability is when we're stressed or in a tough situation. So create a vision and create expectations of raising capital in a tight capital market like we're in right now. You can develop a project, or you can successfully get a project even when interest rates are high, even when construction costs are high. You can make the deal work. You can make a deal work. You're experiencing cost overruns on a development? You can make it work. You can make that money up somewhere else. Why? Because you have the expectation and you're holding the vision of what that project is. Or you can go from ground up development and pivot to conversions or expansions. These are just some of the takeaways and some of the applications I saw as I thought about that experiment. It had, as you can tell, it had an impact on me. Knowing what to do, and knowing how to calculate an internal rate of return, and knowing how to raise capital, all of that's great, and all of that's necessary. But really, that's 20% at most of what will give you success in this industry. It's your mindset, it's how you think. And from what we see with this experiment, particularly what your expectations are that you create for yourself. These are just some of my thoughts. I'd be interested in any takeaways you may have from this experiment. And I'm sure there's many others like it. But I just did a deep dive into this one and found it absolutely fascinating. Jeff, thank you for sharing that with me. And I look forward to being with you next week as we explore and I learn out loud what I'm discovering in this fantastic business of self-storage. I look forward to being with you, and I'll see you then.